Mind the Gap, You're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm joined today by local musician Shauna Kaler. Shauna, can you give me some of your background?
I'm a longtime entertainer, performer in Hot Springs. I've been singing, playing, having bands, doing music. I also do a piano solo, but I have different bands since the mid-90s. So as soon as I hit the scene, and actually we had a jam. And there was a bunch of us that have been playing in Hot Springs for a very long time, got together. And so I was kind of went around the room, asking, how long you been playing in Hot Springs? How long? And we've all played together, as musicians. So currently, the pandemic changed everything, but I was very involved before 2020. I was very involved in the Bathhouse Dinner Theater, had 8 shows in production at that time before the shutdown. But 2 of the shows remained after the shutdown. I do a Fleetwood Mac tribute called Dreams and a Blues Brothers tribute. So we do a Blues Brothers tribute. And I have a performance troupe called Legends Entertainment Troupe. So Arkansas Learning Through the Arts is just one of the many things that I do musically. But, I've played anywhere and everywhere there is to have music and know just about everybody that plays music in Hot Springs. So, nice. I mean, and I've always thought it would be such a great thing to talk to, for people to know how much great, great musicians there really are in this town. Some amazing musicians. And those of us that have been doing music in Hot Springs for so long have seen so much change, and we're all still out here, banging away, do our thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of really great talent. And, we've lost some really great talented musicians that have been, they've just been in the music industry in Hot Springs for so many years, in the last few years, and then you see these new ones come up and the young ones, and it's fun. Yeah, I'm very connected.
Awesome. And so tell me about your musical lessons that you do.
Arkansas Learning Through the Arts. So I started working for Arkansas Learning Through the Arts in 2018. And what I do as an artist, I'm the songwriter. There's 12 of us artists with Arkansas Learning Through the Arts. All have different branches of art, visual art, performing arts. I'm the only songwriter. So I actually go into the classroom after the process of the administration coming together with the school systems and all that is worked out. I come into this classroom and actually teach the students all about songwriting. So the first day is an introduction. I teach them, first of all, they have no idea what I'm going to do when I get there. So they can't imagine. I bring in ukulele. I have a nice little tenor ukulele that I bring in. I think it's a guitar, and they're fascinated with that alone. But I begin the process of telling them about song mapping and how we write songs. And then by the third session, they've not only learned about songwriting, but we've written a song together. And then on the third day, we record it. So we go through the entire process from how you get the idea. I usually have a curriculum that I bring with me. For instance, I do a curriculum that's called Arkansas Sings. So the first day is all about Arkansas musical legends like Johnny Cash and Glenn Campbell, Patti Montana, Louis Jordan, and Sister Rosetta Tharpe, that are musical legends that were born in Arkansas in very hard times like the Great Depression in and around that time. So that's the education, and that's the literary part where we get the literary grant from Arkansas Arts Council itself. And so that's the literary grant that I write on. And then I have a few other programs. I have America Sings, which we do off of American history. And then with the little ones, I do singing stories where we take, some of the stories and then we make them into songs. So I teach them how everything in life can be a song and everything is just a story set to music.
Mm,
so
definitely.
Yeah.
So tell me, how many classrooms have you been in?
Do I keep track of it? Oh, no. I'm probably up in the hundreds now.
Oh, wow. All around the state or just around?
Yeah, all in the state. Or? Yeah, I do. I also go to the Delta. Okay. So we're in Garland County, and then we expanded in 2018. I was the first artist to go to the Delta, namely West Memphis, Helena, in that area.
Nice.
And I was just in Forest City a couple of weeks ago, and so I was the first artist to go there, and now there's many of us that go to the Delta. And that's a really good place because, that part of Arkansas is it's still very in need of expansion in the arts. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not as much of the arts in the schools in the Delta because it's a, you know, poor demographic, generally speaking. So it's really fun for me to go there, and the students do so well. They're just absolutely amazed. And then, you know, by the time we get to the second day and I begin to show them, because it's writing on the spot for me. I mean, it's literally writing in the moment. I have, you know, a formula melody, two or three or four formula melodies that I come in with. But then we, you know, it's writing. After we get the concept and we do what's called song mapping, they give me lots of ideas. And then we start putting it together, and then the song becomes alive. And then they're, then in that moment, they get it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, probably 100, more in the hundreds. I, you know, haven't kept track, but a lot. You know, we lost a lot of time in 2020 and 2021. And, you know, we were able to do some Zoom classes, but for a songwriter, it's a little bit more challenging. So,
yeah. How long have you been with that group?
2018.
Okay, 2018. As part of that, do you, like, record the music? And
yeah. I have every song I've ever written with any class.
Really?
I have every song.
Facebook, or do you have it on a website?
I don't yet. I just am setting up a home recording studio for myself so I can... You know, they're crude, and, you know, it's not about how good we sing. It's about the process of songwriting. Mm-hmm. So I want to take those songs and re-record them and have a little bit more cleaner version. You know, that, you know, students, you know, kids, they're singing loud, and some, you know, they're having fun. Mm-hmm. And so, and then you can't really understand the words, but I have every song in written form and recorded form. So, that is my plan to, in this next year, to take those songs and combine them and compile them in curriculum form. Like, these are the songs that are written for each specific curriculum. And, I plan to do that. And hopefully at some point I'd like to have those songs created into a choral format so that I could submit them to different schools for choral programs.
Nice. Yeah.
The songs that are my original songs written with students.
Yeah. And what's the age group that you usually deal with?
I've done pre-K to sixth grade. This year I'll be expanding into middle school and high school. We're working on the curriculum right now. My goal is to be able to get into the higher grade level with children that are already, or students that are already, have a little bit of musical inclination. Maybe they've had band or they've had choir and they're curious. So that's where we're branching off to now. Yeah.
Awesome.
It's going to be exciting.
Do you have any other big plans for the new year and beyond?
Oh, I've always got plans. As an artist, as a musician, you know, we're always planning something, right? Yeah, I'm going to be, I personally am going to be working on, outside of the children's music original CDs, I'm working on my own original music. I've done, you know, I've done everybody's music over the years, and I've written a lot myself, but, and I've recorded a few things here and there, but I'm getting ready to record my own original album. And, you know, if nothing else, I play piano, and, so it's going to be some musical, you know, some instrumental and some original songs that I've written. So that's my project. And to get the shows back going, you know, we lost the Bathhouse Dinner Theater, of course, and it's still not open. And I miss that very much. And Charlie and Jonna Devine are just are wonderful folks. And I hope at some point they'll be able to get that up and running again. But, you know, wanting to collaborate with some other venues in Hot Springs to where I can produce shows again. That's my love. You know, it's stage shows. Mm-hmm. And I love having bands, and I love doing any kind of music, but stage shows is where my passion is. The eight shows that we had in production at that time, when it was it's full band and full vocals, you know, I love that. So working on some collaboration with some people in town to see if we can get that going.
Yeah.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe.
I know you like Fleetwood Mac, obviously, but what genre do you mainly focus in when you write your music?
It's very eclectic. Mm-hmm. It's very eclectic. A lot of the stuff that will be on this recording has a very folksy, new age feel.
Yeah.
I'm also a yoga teacher, and that is my love as well. So yoga and meditation, I mean, meditation teacher. So yoga and meditation and a few other things along that vein. So my music tends to be a little bit more eclectic and maybe has a little bit of a what would be defined as a genre, new age feel. But this one's going to be a little more folksy, a folky, maybe, you know, cutting edge Americana kind of feel. Yeah.
Okay. Is it something you can listen to while doing yoga?
Yes, okay. It will be.
Kind of relaxing. Okay.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. So as a yoga teacher, I'm not currently teaching anywhere. I was with several different studios for many years. But yeah, right now I've taken a little step back and doing a few projects I want to focus on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what all instruments do you play?
Well, right now it's just, I have, things that I mess around with, but I don't play on stage.
Oh, yeah.
You know, piano mostly, and ukulele, and then I have some other fun things like an auto harp and an accordion and, you know, hand drums and stuff like that. Nothing major.
I think every musician kind of messes around with other things.
Yeah.
And says, I want to kind of pick that up and fiddle with it, but that doesn't mean that's...
It doesn't mean it's performance worthy, no.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's so many, like I said before, there's so many great musicians in this area that, I haven't found it necessary to focus on learning another instrument that, I could call so-and-so and, have them play with me or collaborate with me on this effort or this particular project. And there's a lot of amazing resources in Hot Springs and Spa City.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I would really like to see the music scene. I think this could be one of the great American music cities.
I've said this for years and years. I mean, I would love to see the city projects that include music to do an audition platform with local bands, local artists.
Mm-hmm.
Give us an opportunity. Let us show you. What do you want? City officials? What do you want? Put a call out to local people. Can you, this is what we want to see happen at Bridge Street Live. Can you do this? And give us an opportunity more. Give more local people an opportunity. See what we can do. Because
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of us, if we knew that this was a call out, say they wanted a particular band style or music, give us an opportunity to put something together. Give us an audition opportunity. Let us have a voice. Let's do a festival. For several years, I did a show called it was once a month. It was called, I produced the show, and I did it at the Whittington Place for a while, and then I moved it to the Vapors before the Vapors actually sold to Jimmy Miller.
Mm-hmm.
And just this past couple of years, but I've done a lot of shows at the newly opened Vapors and took a lot of the shows there. But the show that I did then was called, I did it for 3.5 years, was called the Local Show Music Menagerie. And I did it once a month, and it only featured local performers of all kinds, musicians, storytellers and dancers and visual artists and poets and magicians and everything. I had everything.
Wow.
And it was amazing. And I never lacked for talent. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I lacked for people to sit in the audience, but I never lacked for talent to put together a show. And most of these artists and performers that would come, I would say, look, I'm asking you to do this for free. Because I just charged a very minimal amount at the door for people to come in just to pretty much cover my costs. But what I did was, in exchange for that, I did a lot of advertising. I would hire a professional photographer to come in and do, live shots, and they would have that for their press kits. And so I did a lot of advertising to promote these artists locally. I had a Facebook page, and then I did a newsletter and put out flyers and brochures. And so it was about a raising awareness of how much talent there is here.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I'd like to get that off the ground. I've been asked to do it again. And again, it's just finding the venue. And people are just now kind of getting out of back again
mm-hmm.
and wanting to tune in to see what's happening where, And again, it's just about exposure. And it's letting people know that this is going on and creating a buzz around people wanting to come out to support local artists.
Yeah. I think it fits with the identity of Hot Springs to be such a musical city because, people think of Kansas City. People think of the Delta with the blues and
Austin.
That history. Austin. But like Hot Springs, we're a tourist town.
We are.
And I think the music should be
where
like a tourist comes to town, there should be clubs full of people listening to live music. I mean, that's
absolutely.
What tourists, that's what locals want. Everyone wants that.
Everyone wants that.
Where is it at?
Where is it at?
Like,
agreed. That is my point. I've been saying this for a long time, and this is a conversation that a lot of my musician friends and us have. because we would all like to, you know, create more bands and more, you know, collaborations again. Yeah. But we all say, well, where are we going to play?
Exactly.
There really isn't anywhere to play.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a few places, but there's more musicians and talent than there are venues to play with. And the fact that, you know, most of us are still in these venues being paid what we were at 30 years ago, you know.
Yeah, that's an issue.
And that's an issue.
Yeah, and, you know, I find it funny. There's like a Facebook group for Arkadelphia music scene.
Yeah.
But there, I have not found anything that's like Hot Springs. And I, it's funny to me because I'm like, we're the bigger city, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, maybe I should do that, right?
maybe
I should do that.
Connect everybody.
Yeah.
Just give people like a platform to say, you know, I'm a venue. I'm a artist. I'm looking for an artist to play my wedding. Things like that. Like,
yeah.
Or where's all the shows this weekend? Is anyone doing a house show, you know?
Exactly. Well, maybe I should do that. That would be a really good thing to do. There's Arkansas Musicians Connection.
Yeah, yeah.
But it, you know, that's mostly for people to connect and say, hey, I've got such and such gear to sell, or, you know, I'm looking for a band, that sort of thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, I just find that funny because I'm like, Arkadelphia is not a big city, and they have that. And I know Central Arkansas, there's a group, and there's other groups, but I think it's funny there isn't one for Hot Springs. You know?
Yeah. Well, I would love to see. And, you know, back to the local show, I even had a thought that I would love to do a local show festival.
Yeah.
And simply have all of these people, you know, the expansion of talent here from every performance aspect. In a couple of shows, I even had visual artists. So Patrick Cunningham, that recently, the visual artist that just recently put the mural behind the post office.
Mm-hmm.
You seen that?
Mm-hmm.
He was in one of my shows on a 4th of July show, and I had a song that I had written called I Believe in America. I wrote it several years ago. So while I'm singing this song, he is painting on this beautiful canvas what then I have now hanging in my house. The name of the piece is called Lady Liberty. But while I'm singing, he's painting.
Wow.
And so you're watching this masterpiece come to life before your eyes during a song, during a live performance. So things like that, you know, just to be able to have something different and people to know how we all want to be seen. You know, even places like Eureka Springs, you see people playing on the street and and good talent playing on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I at one point I thought how great it would be to have, you know, even audition bases with that too, you know, permits and things to where you actually have some live street performers that people want to stop and listen to, you know, and not saying that there isn't some downtown. There's a few more hanging out here and there. And I would love to see Hot Springs again.
Yeah, I think Hot Springs could be the art capital of the state. I think Northwest Arkansas wants to be.
Yes.
But I think Hot Springs could easily take that title.
What is the difference? Northwest Arkansas is their goal, whether they have as much talent as we do in Hot Springs, but they have the support and they're backing local talent, local art of every kind, you know, musical art and visual art. They're putting their money there and they're making that happen. And that's why people are gravitating toward that area, because it's a place to be seen and heard. If Hot Springs would do that, people would come out in groves. I tell you, they would. To say, hey, yes, there's a, you know, we're putting a call out to local artists of all kinds. We want to do this. Now, I know, you know, the festival that happens in the spring, Art in the Park, I mean, that's, you know, opportunity too. And and a lot of people do get a lot of support during that time, during the Art in the Park. And I've, you know, participated in that over the years. And was at the inception of that back many years ago, 10, 12 years ago. And I've seen that grow very much, yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time. Shauna, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you have done a lot in this city and even statewide, you know, with your music and with Arkansas Learning Through the Arts. And it was a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. Such a pleasure. My pleasure. I'll come back again anytime.
Awesome.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.